Athabasca, ratifying a changeover at the top of the Grassland Fire Department was just a formality for Athabasca County Council last week after members of the department voted Treve Johnson to be the new fire chief following the resignation of Ken Carney. But the lone voice of opposition, himself the former chief of the Wandering River Fire Department, cited an injury that Johnson suffered while on the job as a firefighter, as the reason he should first be medically cleared to lead. Johnson, a firefighter of 25 years in Grassland, stepped away from the department to deal with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, that came about long after the triggering experience. He has long been open about those struggles. In the weeks before the October 2021 municipal election, in an article showcasing the candidates in Division 7 of Athabasca County, Johnson, who was the incumbent at the time, told the Advocate he ran for council to serve the community after stepping away from the fire department following his coming to terms with his post-traumatic stress. Being out on the highway and stuff, it all came to the surface, so I kind of had to quit the fire department, so I decided, well, maybe there's another way I can serve, so I figured I'd run for council, he said in the October 6 article. At Athabasca County's April 27 regular meeting, Count Gary Cromwell was the lone vote against a motion to approve Johnson's appointment to the position of fire chief. Cromwell is also a firefighter, who stepped down as Wandering River Fire Department chief after he was elected to council in Division 6 in October. My concerns are due to an article that was published in the paper, when he was running in the October election, and some comments that he made about his personal health I find put into question the county appointing him the fire chief, Cromwell said. Following the approval of a motion to accept the resignation of Ken Carney as chief, and the moving of a motion to appoint Johnson in his place. I have heavy reservations about appointing this person fire chief at this time due to those comments that were posted in the local paper. Count Ashton Anderson and Count Kelly Chamzuk both spoke with high regard for Johnson, saying his experience would be invaluable to new members especially. Director of Agriculture and Community Services Don Phillips added she had no concerns with Johnson's appointment and that it was the standard practice of the county to go along with the wishes of the fire department after they vote. She added Johnson will act as a leader and mentor for the crew, while making sure records are in place, and working with the local captains and regional chief Sheldon Shope, who also responds to calls in a leadership capacity. Again, I have no concerns, said Phillips. My interactions with Mr. Johnson in the last few weeks have been exceptional and I've heard very positive comments. Cromwell was clear there was nothing personal behind his opposition. I too know Treve very well and I like him, and I respect him, that is not in question. However, when you go on record talking about PTSD and why you had to quit and cannot do the fire service, when you have not been involved for several years in training and on calls, it is the requirement of the department and therefore the county, to ensure that you are medically fit and able to have that role, Cromwell said, adding it would be negligent on the county's part and he would not vote in favor until Johnson is medically cleared, to perform that duty diligently and properly and for the protection of his crew and community. Following the meeting, Johnson said he was surprised to hear Cromwell was opposed to his appointment. I think it's something that should be talked about. I didn't hide it from anybody, said Johnson in an April 29 interview, adding that even with PTSD, he wanted to come back as chief to help get the department organized and working better with their counterparts in the county. I think it's something that we should talk about and be open about and not push things into the closet, right? I mean, it affects everybody differently, and it's something that we have to be aware of, even with our younger members and volunteers coming on. I think these guys need some help at the Grassland Fire Department to kind of get things a little bit reorganized and running more smoothly, so why not give the guys some expertise? I was actually asked to come back, and I said yes. CZ Wick at athabasca.greatwest.ca